Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
It's time to talk a little music news with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. How are you guys doing?
Very good. You ready for the Super Bowl?
I am. Let's
get your pick right away. Let's not wait till the end. Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
Who do I like, or who am I picking, predicting?
Either, both.
I would love to see the Eagles win, but mm-hmm.
Why?
I think it's going to be the Patriots. Why? Because it's not the Patriots. That's okay. The prevailing reason. But my daughter lives in Philadelphia, too, so it'd be a lot of fun in the city if they won.
Family peace.
Yep.
Sure.
Now, is there any chance you'll see your daughter in the newspaper, any news report?
Like climbing a pole.
Climbing a pole somewhere in Philadelphia.
I can say with great confidence, there is absolutely no chance.
Now, you know how many parents are saying that about their kids that are going to see their children on the news?
I would almost be happy to.
Really?
It's not going to happen.
Why don't you get out and climb a pole or something?
No, I mean, she may be out in the revelry, but she will not be climbing a pole. And I'm sure the Philadelphia...
Wait a minute. How long has she been in Philadelphia?
Since, what, 2011?
Since 2011. And she is a diehard Eagles fan in just 7 years?
No, not a diehard, but, you know, it's where she lives.
Climb a pole? That into it, fan?
Enough. enough.
Doesn't that make your blood boil as a Steeler fan?
No, because she's more of a Steelers fan than an Eagles fan, and even than a Lions fan. So she can have her NFC teams, you know, as long as we know who the true football love is.
Where is the dividing line in Pennsylvania?
It's kind of central Pennsylvania is like, of course, it's like intercourse Pennsylvania. Which is right down the road.
It's a
from
city,
Blue
not
Ball.
An act.
It's right down the road from Blue Ball, and I kid you not.
Right, we've heard about those.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Every 10-year-old kid knows about those cities, Gary.
Yes, they do.
Every 10-year-old boy. So does it get murky in central Pennsylvania then, as far as Eagles, Steelers?
Not all bad. Not all bad. Mostly they're Penn State people there.
Oh, okay.
And you know, and that's the prevailing thing.
Man, we're talking about Pennsylvania an awful lot this morning.
Yeah,
I got to get before because of the whole ground.
All right, one more question, then we'll get to music news. Pennsylvania. If I'm going there, I'm not going to Philadelphia. I'm not going to Pittsburgh. What would I go to Pennsylvania for?
Hershey and Gettysburg.
All right, there you go.
Both great cities.
All right, good. Thanks. Maybe I'll make that a trip this summer.
Yeah, no, I would recommend.
Talk about a war, Gettysburg. Quincy Jones slams Taylor Swift's writing
out of nowhere. Well, Quincy's like what, 84? He's getting a little old and cantankerous. But he was doing a seminar. No, he was talking to GQ.
Quincy's 84, but he's still well respected in the music business.
He could still walk in and create a hit album. No question about that. So he was talking to G2, and he was talking about different artists. Very, very effusive in his praise of like Bruno Mars, Kendrick Lamar, Jennifer Hudson. And then when somebody asked him about the state of music today, he called out Taylor Swift and just said, "We need more songs, effing songs, not hooks." He said that he doesn't believe Taylor. He thinks Taylor Swift needs to work harder on her songwriting and her craft.
But her strength is a hook. She has a hook, and she creates a hit around it.
Exactly.
And people like it, and they buy it, and that's for her. So why does everyone have to be... Well, do you want to hear a big, whiny, long...
Bohemian Rhapsody?
I think if you're Quincy, if you're Quincy Jones, you know, he is... Listen, he's a very valid source to talk about this stuff. He has every reason to be respected for his viewpoints. I just think people were a little taken aback because I think people do view Taylor Swift as a songwriter as much as a hook writer. You know, so I actually would disagree with him, you know, in a conversation about this. I think she writes.
Can you say
songs.
That out loud? I mean, are you going to get in trouble now?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Hey, a couple weeks ago we had Neil Diamond announce that he was wrapping up as far as doing live shows, right?
Right.
Last week it was Elton John, and he's hitting Milwaukee with the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. And now Paul Simon?
Well, this is going to be interesting to see. So Paul Simon is playing in London. He's part of the big music festival they have every year in Hyde Park. And when they announced it, they've announced this as Homeward Bound, the farewell performance. So everybody's going, huh? You know, he has made noise in the past, like all artists of his vintage seem to do, about how, oh, you know, this won't go on forever. You know, I wonder what it would be like to not do this. But, you know, he's not explained what he means by this. He's not elaborated on what calling this the farewell performance means. So we'll see. Is right now it's the only performance he has on the books this year, the only concert. So we'll see. We'll see if this is what he means, or if he means it's the farewell performance in England, or it's the last concert of the British Summertime Festival series. So does it mean the farewell for this year? You know, we're getting into that kind of murky territory, but certainly got our attention.
Guy won a lot of Grammys. What's his best album?
Paul Simon. To me, it's Graceland. I mean, just because that and, you know, he's done a lot of other terrific albums too, but Graceland was the one that just came out of the blue, like, you know, and sounded like something we'd never heard before.
Hey, we weren't talking about grumpy old men, but Eddie Van Halen is going to sue over documentary footage.
Yeah, I don't know how grumpy this makes him. Basically, the story is this: is a few years back, there was a videographer named Andrew Bennett who filmed Van Halen and was permitted to film their rehearsals, the 2006 rehearsals, for what was at the time an unspecified DVD or video project. Well, that project has never surfaced. So Bennett now, apparently, he's launched a website, 5150vault.com, where he has a trailer using that footage and apparently is out there trying to sell the footage. And so Eddie Van Halen slapped a lawsuit on him to have the site taken down, or at least that trailer taken down, to prohibit him from selling or releasing any footage without the band's permission, and he wants some damages, financial damages too, of course. So we'll see how this plays out. It's a court thing. Will likely be some sort of settlement out of court. But, you know, it was a couple weeks ago too that Michael Anthony posted about online about being interviewed for a Van Halen documentary, and that sounded like it was official. So I don't know if this is a gambit to get this footage for the official Van Halen documentary, but yeah, again, we'll see how it plays out in court.
How about Foghat condoms?
Yes, you can. Foghat has launched a line of slow ride condoms.
Oh,
of course,
boy.
They're slow ride condoms.
Sure.
And they have this cute little commercial on it where a young girl's talking to an even younger boy that says, "Mommy and Daddy listened to Slow Ride, and then you happened." And, you know, Foghat's message is just that, you know, we've heard how so many of you were conceived to Slow Ride. That's great, but if you're not yet ready for parenthood, we want to help. And so they're marketing condoms, $15 for a pack of six. You can get them online. I guess we should say you could get them online easy.
There you go. Forget it. I'm not going to quibble over the price. You don't have to get them if you don't want.
There you go.
Is Meatloaf done?
He says he might be. He did an interview recently where he talked about how he's having back problems and that is keeping him from doing any singing.
Didn't he have an episode on stage a couple of years ago?
A couple of years ago, yeah. He fell down in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And he's had other episodes, and he's also canceled a lot of shows during the past year. The same interviewer asked him if he was going to come out to the reopening of the Bat Out of Hell stage musical during April in London, and Meatloaf said there's no way, and revealed he's using a walker to get around now. And he said, "I'm not going to go out there with the walker and look like
it's not really very
man and all that." So, you know, so it sounds like, listen, I as much as you hate to say it or kick a guy when it's down, the last time I saw him live, he was done. And this is maybe 6 years ago.
Is it me, or is there just a onslaught of retirements in the music business?
You know, or announced retirements. And there, well, we had that, like I said, we had, as you just mentioned earlier, that one week where you had, what was it, Neil Diamond, Elton John, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and there was one more I'm blanking on now, but they all came down in the same week.
It's either retirements or deaths in the music industry,
yeah,
it seems,
you know,
like over the last couple of years.
A load of them.
And really, listen, if you're, and granted, I totally get the sales benefit of announcing a retirement tour. But if you're a musician, you really don't have to. I mean, you can go, you go and tour when you want. You tour as much as you want. You tour in any manner you want. So why bother to announce a retirement and then have everybody make fun of you when you don't retire?
Well, that is the downside. But if you're really retiring, you're really done. As a fan, that gives you one more chance to go see him, right?
If it's for real, yeah.
Right?
If you want to see this act anymore, yeah. Here's your last chance.
Yeah.
You better do
and
it
I have,
now.
I have no problem with that if it's for real. But then when they come back, you know, 3, 5, 7 years later, and you know, oh, I got bored or whatever. It's like, come on, you know, that's crap,
right?
And, we all know it. So you know, and it's going to be interesting with Elton. I mean, I think we talked about this last week, but 3 years, 300 concerts. When he gets to around 250, does he say, "I'm having so much fun, and we're going to do another year and another 100, and then another year and another 100"? And
Elton John doesn't hit me as a guy who seems to be having a lot of fun. He seems kind of cranky, doesn't he?
Well, he is a little cranky, but you know, God bless him. The guy is, and he identifies himself as a working musician. This is not a guy who has to play 100 concerts a year, but he does because it's what he does.
Yeah.
You know, he born, raised, and came up as a guy who, you know, what do you do for a living? I'm a working musician. I go out and play shows, and that he keeps doing it. So you've got to respect something like that.
What are you expecting out of Justin Timberlake at halftime?
I think it's going to be dazzling. You know, I do. I think it's going to be big energy. I think he's going to have a great. I think it's going to be a great time up there.
Any bra tearing or undergarment jokes or?
No. In fact, I was shocked. I don't know if you watched the press conference yesterday. You know, on the Thursday before the Super Bowl, the performers always do a press conference. Not a single person
really
asked him a question about the wardrobe malfunction.
No, he got badgered about. Come on, say it. You're a Pats fan. Say you're a Pats fan.
Well, yeah, that was, you know, and listen, anything related to media and the Super Bowl is a haven for pure stupidity. We know this.
And he said to her, "Look, I have a tour starting up, but I'm going to Philadelphia.
You know, what are you trying to do to me, woman?" And then I did like him saying, "Go Pack, go."
Yeah, go Pack, go. I'm a Packer fan.
And you know, the Parents Television Council posted an open letter this week to him saying, "Please keep it clean. Don't do anything bad. Kids are going to be watching this and that." You know, really, as if. Come on.
Okay.
We know this is not going to happen. He did, though. You know, he confirmed that there will be no NSYNC reunion, nor will there be any special guests. You know, Janet Jackson won't appear with him or anything like that.
He can hold his own for 12 minutes for a halftime.
Without a doubt. No, I think it's gonna be. It'll be a fun halftime.
Who was the halftime act a couple of years ago that they had to bring in Beyonce? Was it Coldplay?
Coldplay.
Yeah. Or they had to bring in all kinds of support.
Well, they brought in Bruno. They brought in Bruno, and they brought in Beyonce, and they brought in Mark Ronson, and you know. That was a miscue. You know, I think they thought Coldplay was going to be U2 and it wasn't. So that was a show that needed help. On the other hand, it was a fun halftime show. I know, you know, the Beyonce and Formation caused a great deal of controversy, but just from a, you know, gee whiz wow and an energy standpoint, it was a really good halftime show.
All right, and finally.
Well, finally, I guess, you know, we should mention the Grammys and some of the aftermath of the Grammys, and the big story is, you know, a lot of heat on Neil Portnow, you know, the president, the guy you always see come out to make the address. He was asked afterwards about the lack of recognition for women, mostly in terms of awards. There were plenty of women nominated, but only one woman won a major award, and you know, the men dominated the women, you know, by a huge amount in this. And he made the kind of unfortunate comment. Among an entire comment, but just he said women need to step up into these roles of leadership, this and that. Now, a lot of the heat he's taking, including a petition calling for him to step down, is, you know, really is based on just, you know, words that are being taken out of context. He could have phrased it better, but, you know, his if you read everything he said, it's not objectionable, and it's true. And it did not put the onus on women to step up. It put the onus on his industry to help women step up into leadership positions. But it's been interesting to watch during the week because Neil Portnow has been a great president for the Recording Academy. He has really helped that organization grow, and he's helped the Grammy brand, and he's helped the good things they do, like Music Cares and things like that. So to suddenly be calling for this guy's resignation over this issue, you know, really concerns me. I'm a Recording Academy member, and I think the guy's done a great job for the organization, and he's done a great job for the Grammys. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
All right, another week.
Thanks, Gary.
More controversy.
Well, that gets what keeps us in business.
I hope we make it to next Friday, Gary.
We will.
All right.
We'll still make it.
Enjoy the Super Bowl. Make sure your daughter stays off the light poles in Philadelphia.
I'm texting her right now.
All right. Gary, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Bye-bye.
Gary Graff, our music guy.